Hare Krishna. When we accept initiation, the greatest gift given by the spiritual master to the disciple is the holy name. And it is the holy name by which he cleanses the heart of the disciple by destroying the desires and doubts. The doubts are in the intelligence and desires are in the mind, material desires. So this is actually the strategy of the spiritual master. To purify the heart of the disciple, he uses the weapon of the holy name, by which when anyone who is attentively and with absorption chants the holy name, he will see his quality of desires increasing. He will see that the material desires are gradually reducing and spiritual desires are awakening and spiritual desires are developing and they are becoming more and more fully blossomed. And as far as the doubts are concerned, it is like in a dark room you switch on the light, then the darkness immediately flees away. Same way, when one is chanting the holy name and along with that studies the scriptures, one will see that the darkness arising from the ignorance is dispelled, and as the truth becomes established in the heart more and more. In this way, when intelligence becomes enlivened spiritually, devotionally, and the mind becomes free from material desires, and both of this homework is done by the chanting of the holy name. And a devotee will gradually observe his identity changing. So our ID is changed. The material identification gradually reduces and the spiritual identification gradually increases. We can clearly see that I am a part and parcel of Krishna. My connection to spiritual world is eternal. And my connection with Maya is a temporary connection, which will be finished over time. So the material body belongs to material world. Spiritual body belongs to spiritual world. And it is a part and parcel of Krishna. Spiritual body is not a part and parcel of material world. It's a part and parcel of Krishna and spiritual world. So when that connection is strongly established, then only we can say that the identity has become changed. Earlier we understand, I am manute anartham, he says, paro api manute anartham tatkritam chabipadyate. Earlier I think that I am this material body and I am a product of material world. We think like that. I am an engineer, I am a doctor, I am this, I am a brahmana, I am from this part of India and all that. But when we become purified, we think I am part and parcel of Krishna, I am Krishna Das, and I am assistant to the servants of Radharani. So things like that, that identity changes. And then a devotee can very easily progress towards the spiritual world. So in this way, the chanting of the holy name is actually the method by which we are purified, elevated, enlivened, and further and further progress is made by the chanting of the holy name. So in our everyday chanting, we can pray to Krishna and Guru that let me not sleep away in chanting, let me not get distracted, let me not hurt myself by absorbing my mind in worldly things. So one thing that is most important that Krishna stresses to Uddhava in instructions is respect all living entities. By doing so, no living entity will disturb you in this world, he says. In that connection, Lord Krishna says, an intelligent person should bow down even to the asses and cows and all sorts of creatures, doing ashtanga pranam to them, he says. What is the meaning of that? There are ass-like people, cow-like people, fox-like people, lion-like people, all kinds of people are there. And bowing down to them means don't crisscross, don't cross with them, don't fight with them, because that will agitate the mind and make our mind hyperactive. But if you respect all creatures, you can peacefully chant. That is why Amanina, then you can peacefully chant. So this is one special clue Krishna is giving. You can try it for 1 week or 1 month. Respect all creatures and tell them, Prabhu, you don't disturb me, I don't disturb you. Allow me to call out Krishna's name peacefully and go back to Godhead. I have nothing to do with you. So because I am Krishna's part and parcel, allow me to be part and parcel of Krishna. So you will see that this one formula we follow, you will see the whole world around you will change. Harinam Prabhu ki.